What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Well, 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 yesterday the heading in the Cairns Post read, "Fury over investor rate rise disaster." So what's it all about? Well, we discussed this in some detail yesterday. Of course, if you're listening on Friday, Brett Muller fielded quite a few responses, none of them congratulatory, I've got to say. Let's have a look at this circular that went out. Letter went out to quite a few ratepayers who are not at all happy. It reads, under the heading "Changes to Rating of Non-Principal Place of Residence," Council will introduce a new rating category commencing next financial year for properties that are the non-principal place of residence. That's NPPR. For general rating purposes, non-principal place of residence properties will be rated at a higher rate than principal places of residence. That rate will be determined as part of the budget process. Based on a review of our rates database, we believe one or more properties that you own may fall into this new rating category. This may be because your postal address is different to your property address, or you own multiple properties within the Cairns region, or the property is owned by a company or trust. We encourage you to review the property details on the next page, which we believe may be subject to the new non-principal place of residence rating category. If any of those properties are your principal place of residence and therefore should be rated at the lower general rating category, please complete a notification of principal place of residence and return to council so we can update our records. Notifications enclosed with this letter, or you can complete the notification online, etc., etc. Now, if we do not receive a completed notification, it will be assumed that the identified property or properties, plural, are non-principal places of residence and therefore subject to the changes, the increases. Well, what a response we have had, including letters to the editor. And this is Amanda Boccolardi. She's Director of Property Management at LJ Hooker. Said the rate increase was difficult to understand, as it would discourage investment in Cairns in a time of housing shortages, interest rate rises. Look, cut to the chase here. I've got Lisa on the line. She's over at Warree. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Have you been hearing some of the feedback on the program? You've been reading, I suppose, letters to the editor, etc. My God, people are very, very resentful of this.
I have indeed, and it's not just your program and the Cairns Post, because it's all over social media as well, and I'm very encouraged by that, because this is exactly what needs to happen in a democracy. When there is something that, you know, that people regard as an injustice, they need to stand up, speak up and be heard, and the powers that be need to take, you know, a very good heed of that. Look, I think most of your listeners in particular are raising the obvious, which is, you know, when you buy a property, an investment property, you already pay almost double the stamp duty that anyone else pays when they buy a property for themselves to live in. You pay every year land tax, which is always going up. You pay more insurance than anyone else pays in a house that they live in. You pay, yes, of course, you earn income, but you also pay income tax on that income. And, of course, the most obvious thing is that the cost is going to be passed on, and people need to keep raising that.
I thought it was interesting yesterday, because we had a call from, had on the air, Councillor Cathy Zeiger, which is interesting. I'm just wondering if that's becoming a chink in the armour. I've had private conversations with other councillors who are less than enamoured about this particular direction being taken by the council. I mean, I presume advice comes through from council offices, so this could be something that's been conceived in the offices at the back down there of the council chambers. They've thought it was a good idea. They've put it to the council thinking that it's going to get universal support, but clearly it hasn't had universal support among the councillors.
Well, of course, I think the councillors are probably best placed, more than the rest of us, to understand exactly how these fees and charges are promulgated. And I've been doing a little bit of research myself. And on council's own website, it actually says, quote, that rates is a form of general taxation by which most of council's revenue is raised. Now, I was a little bit offended by Brett Moller's rhetoric that perhaps, you know, we didn't understand that the increase is only on the general rate component. Yes, we do understand, Council. We understand the letter. We're perfectly capable of comprehending what was sent to us. But the way that councils raise rates is there's two methods. The first one is a user pays, and in Cairns, that relates to things like the Holloways Beach rock wall. Those people are levied a special levy over and above the rest of the ratepayers in Holloways Beach. The dredging levy in Trinity Park, those people that live in Bluewater pay a special levy there. And then, of course, the other one is the cost recovery. Now, fees associated with cost recovery are set at no more than the full cost of providing the service. Let me just repeat that. They're set at no more than the full cost of providing the service. So when we're talking about rates and services provided, I would like to know why the council feels that it needs to raise another $1 million a month, because that's what it's going to cost. The ratepayers of principal non-place of residence. What is it that they're going to do with that $1 million?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the council doesn't have shareholders. They don't have to make massive profits. They only, by their own website, know more than the full cost of providing the service. So, you know, $10, $12 million a year, what do they plan to do with that money? And why are they, you know, why are they needing to recover that amount of money?
You're fundamentally saying, listen, if you're going to go to another $12 million a year out of us, give us a list of the services that are going to result or becoming affordable because of that $12 million. There's no specific list, is there?
No, there's not. And, you know, look, I mean, that's a very conservative estimate, because when you look at the census figures from 2016, which is, what, 8 years ago, the national census showed then that there was just over 109,000 private dwellings in Cairns. Now, the CEO said the other day in the paper that she thought about 30% of ratepayers would be affected by this increase. So that's, you know, on 2016 figures, that's 33,000 people at $30 a month, which is, they're all saying, you know, is a cup of coffee a day. That's $1 million a month. Now, as I said, that's based on 2016 figures. So I'm presuming that that will be far in excess of $1 million a month. So I want to know, what are they going to do with that money? You know, what are they going to do with Daniel Andrews and give away $15 million to a private a national basketball team? What is the plan for that money? Because if they can justify to the community that it's absolutely necessary to raise that extra revenue via this taxation method, then maybe people might be more accepting of it. But so far, I've seen no evidence of why they need to raise that money.
Excellent contribution to this discussion, Lisa. I appreciate this today. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Nice to speak with you.
That's Lisa. She's out there at Warree.